Well, I wish I was just recording that. That little talk we just had.
Yeah.
Telling Cherry that I think I really need a dog. And you said...
You should get one as soon as we move.
Yeah. Wow. Because you know I'm going to be sad out of the city with nothing to do.
Yeah.
It's going to be sad. All right. Anyway, here we go. Kind of low energy right now, aren't we? Welcome to Gang of Two, a hilarious look at coupledom.
From a couple of dumbs.
Good to be here. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to
you. Happy New Year to you. Sherry, did you have a good holiday?
It was. It was nice. It was very low key.
It was. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Just kind of chilled a little bit. We watched the fireworks off the Space Noodle.
Yeah, we tried to anyway.
Yeah, we walked right down. I mean, we live very close to the Space Needle. I would say 4 blocks.
To the base of the Space Needle is probably more like 6 blocks.
You think so?
Maybe.
No, there's, let's see here. There's 6th and there's that other one. That's like 4 blocks.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Anyway, we figured we'd walk down just to get a better view.
Yeah, because
they have the drone show going.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, the biggest drone show ever so far.
Yeah, they build it. There was like 500 drones.
And we saw those.
We saw half of it.
Yeah,
it was so low, we couldn't see the whole thing.
Yeah, and then they started the fireworks show, and it was a beautiful, clear night.
Yeah.
With the exception, there was no wind.
Yeah, there was no wind.
They shot off the fireworks, and you could not see the needle.
I don't think it was a clear night, because I heard people up in Queen Anne saying that they couldn't see.
I disagree.
They said you could only see the top of the Space Needle. Even before the fireworks started, they said you could only see... the top of the Space Needle. You couldn't see the whole Space Needle.
There were stars out. Well, I saw planes and airplanes flying around. I saw the helicopters going around.
That might have been below.
We saw drones flying.
Yeah, but that was below the...
No. I think that the person that told you this is full of shit.
I don't think so.
I do. Anyway, on today's show, we're going to see how we rank... as a successful couple. There's a survey out there right now.
Survey says,
I don't know how many traits, but we're going to, a bunch of traits that successful couples all share. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see
anytime
we've taken any of these, none of them work out our favor.
We should do an over and under. How many, I say, we get?
Okay, I think there might be 7 traits. Let's just say there's 7.
Okay, I'm going to say we're going to get 2.
I'm going to go for 3. But the third one's going to be in a gray area somewhere.
Okay.
So.
All right.
All right. Well, we have that coming up here in a little bit. We got some bad weather coming in.
Yeah.
It's cold here now.
It is cold.
Can't complain. I know a lot of people listen to this all over the world. I was going to say all over the country, but all over the world.
All over the world.
And, you know, Fargo.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
It's a balmy day for them.
Because the Lex and Terry radio show that I'm on in the day is a, you know, syndicated radio show.
Right.
And Fargo is a city that we've been on for many years, and I love it there. The people there are so cool. And everybody makes, I don't think they make fun of Fargo. They just don't know what's up. They just know the movie.
Yeah.
And it does look like that.
Yeah.
But the people are so cool. And anytime I bring up cold weather, my first thought of everybody there is rolling their eyes right now.
Yeah, probably. So, it is. We might get a little in snow though.
Yeah.
Friday, I think.
Yeah, I think we might get a little, and this is where I'm happy to live downtown. Don't have to go anywhere.
Right.
We should probably go to the supermarket first.
Yeah, though. Probably.
We do that. We can't do that today. We're hungry. We're both cleansing. We're doing a 30-day cleanse right now.
Yeah. Thank you, Isagenix.
Thanks to Isagenix and Go Cleanse and these guys. And last year I did a 30-day cleanse, and I got down at the end of January to probably some of the best shape I've been in years.
Yeah.
And then I
let it all go to shit. It went to shit.
But
we didn't keep up on it. That's
no,
why.
I didn't. But I'm going to get there again, obviously.
Yes.
I'm already doing a lot. You know, here it is the 9th.
And yeah, you've dropped, what, 10 pounds or something?
A little over that.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and just not that much more to go now.
Yeah.
And so I, you know, within 3 weeks, I will definitely be where I want to be.
I haven't weighed myself yet, so I weigh myself on Thursday. I'll see how far I got along.
I know you think that sugar is my downfall. And yes, I can go on a sugar binge, but I don't crave it.
I've seen you eat a whole pack of cookies in one sitting.
Yeah, well, that's because I like cookies, not sugar.
Okay.
I did. You don't see me sitting there pouring a whole thing of sugar in my mouth.
No, but you might as well.
But no, I that's the thing. I'm lucky that I don't really drink at all.
Yeah.
Although when we were on vacation, we went out to eat a bunch.
Yeah.
And that usually involved a couple of cocktails or trying the.
That'll these put
and
the that. Weight on, man. Yeah. Alcohol puts the weight on.
And you're doing dry January.
Yeah. I mean, are you? I thought you were too.
I don't have to declare it because I just don't drink that often. Yeah. And if we don't go out,
yeah.
I'm not going to have a drink at the house. I don't think that I need to do dry January, but I'm doing it, I guess.
It's crazy because we have so many good bottles of liquor here and bottles of wine. And we really don't drink at home much.
I know. People come in here, they must think that we are that old couple that they're, I don't want to see their liver. You know, stuff like that. We buy things because we like the bottle.
Yeah, somewhat. Somewhat.
So we like the bottle. And somewhat. I like having, you know, if I'm more in a, it's a social thing for me.
Yeah,
very rarely do you and I sit here and have a cocktail together
right.
at night.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll do it once in a while just because we want to finish off a bottle or something.
Yeah. But that's about it. And I just don't crave it. It's just not a thing for me.
Yeah.
You know?
I like wine with food.
Yeah. But I like having when we have friends over.
Yeah.
I like having something very interesting for them to drink, whether it's a new mezcal.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be expensive.
Right.
Although a lot of our stuff, I guess, errs on the expensive category.
Yeah,
we're
not drinking Bacardi anymore, let's be honest.
I'm
to the age, or I don't know, socioeconomic class where I don't want to have just a drink to have a drink. I want it to taste good.
Yeah, and you...
If it's not going to taste good, if it's that rot gut shit, I'm not going to drink it.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you on that. It's drinking to get drunk to me has never been part of my life.
When I was...
eating an edible to go to sleep is now a part of my life. What?
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Okay. I wish we had some music. Should we have any... What is this?
Just
one?
Hit something and see what happens. Yeah.
That's fuck it. All right, here we go. This is a psychiatrist has put together. It's not a psychiatrist, a couples therapist, which I could be a couples therapist. Let's be honest. Anybody could say they're a couples therapist. If you're a lot of people that sign up for this doctorate program that I signed up for and received my doctorate degree in the mail for $30. Or being, you know, because it's a religious thing, can say you're a couples therapist.
Yeah.
But anyway, it says seven. All right.
Okay.
Seven patterns couples therapists noticed seven patterns in couples who have made it.
Okay? Made it.
And I would consider.
What does that mean? They hit the lottery? I don't understand.
I would consider we've made it. 30.
Who decides?
What year is this going to be? 31 in May? I think so.
31.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Here we go. They had boundaries with family. It says they put their relationship first and had clear boundaries with family. They didn't vent to them about issues or make decisions based on what their families wanted. They did what was best for their partnership together.
Well, that's just, in my opinion, it was a default because neither one of us give a shit about our family.
I mean, we love our families. I mean, I love my family dearly.
Well,
I would consider myself, I see them all the time or anything else, but I would consider myself very close with my sister Shannon and my brother Jackson.
I would say so too.
And my nephew Thad and Amber.
But your parents are Marshall. No longer alive. Your parents aren't alive, which to me... The parents, especially.
They throw a wrench at everything, don't they?
Yeah, they really hammer home the guilt.
Yeah, I agree with you. We have this trait.
We do.
That being said, you're 100% right. We never sat down and said, let's have boundaries.
No.
You've had to set personal boundaries with your mom just to make yourself not kill her or yourself.
Right.
Other than that, I mean, you love seeing your brothers.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I don't see them enough.
Yeah, you know, yeah, and they call you, and it's very sweet when they call you, and I can tell how much better you feel on a day that your brothers call. If one of your brothers calls or texts you and just calls you, you know, and says, "Hey, how you doing? Just thinking of you." It's kind of cool.
Yeah,
I know you like that.
I do,
but I do believe that anything in a couple relationship, you always have to deal with outside stress, and if you could deal, you know, whether it's money, health, there's all kinds of stress that you have to deal with.
Yeah.
And if you can keep certain people in your life who cause you stress at an arm's length, including friends, who just go batshit crazy, or whatever, I think that that just makes couples together. I do think that, you know, you and I are pretty good at when getting out of a situation
that we don't want to do,
that we don't want to get into. Yeah. I'm better at it than you.
Yeah.
Not getting out, like, I'm talking about, like, if we're there.
Oh.
Oh, gotta go.
You know, Irish goodbye.
Yeah, the Irish goodbye always works. All right, the next one is. So are we going to give, there's that gray area one.
Well, okay. So, but.
Let's just give it to us.
Oh, let's do it.
Okay, we got one.
All right.
I mean, it has, to be fair.
We are doing it.
And we are doing it, but not because we're not going to sit down and have a talk about doing it. The next one, they were friends. They genuinely enjoyed spending time with one another. They're excited to come home and catch up after a long day. Friendship was the basis of their relationship.
I would agree with that.
I thought you would emphatically agree with that. And you had to think about
that? No, I didn't have to think about it.
You had to think? You were just sitting there and I saw your head going, yeah, I guess that.
No,
I mean, when you come home and I hear that door go into the work, I feel like a puppy.
Aww.
I feel like, she's home. My life is back to normal again.
Aww.
And I miss you during the day.
I miss you too.
You know? And after being together this long, absolutely are we friends.
Yeah.
I can only speak for me.
Oh, yes. No, I agree.
When I'm on an appearance or somewhere that you're not going, mm-hmm. and I see something that is interesting or had a good meal, mm-hmm. or whatever, I immediately, I wish Sherry was here.
Aww.
I need to call Sherry, or I need to text her a picture. I need to do this. So that's the way things are. So there's two for two.
Yes.
Okay. I was waiting to hear about your
You friend. Didn't give me a chance to talk. I don't know if you noticed this or not. I feel the same way. Now, go. Okay.
That was weak. That was really, really
well,
weak.
Well, I mean, at this point, after you said what you said, then anything that I would have said would have looked like, you know.
You never would have said it.
I shut up.
You never
I'll say
would
that.
Have said it. You never would have said it.
Shut up.
I am the biggest pussy in this relationship. I mean,
what? No.
I am. I am. I'm the more sensitive.
Yeah.
I'm the more.
That's it.
Open-minded. When it comes to certain things.
you mean like sexual positions? Or?
When it's I'm talking about with you, there's no gray area. And we've talked about this before.
Yeah. I'm getting better at that. But
I'd hope so. For your own sake, not for me. Yeah. All right, here we go. The third one is they had been through really dark times together, really difficult periods where they were at crossroads and even had second thoughts, but they choose to stay together. I don't think we've ever been to that.
It's gotten pretty rough.
A couple times.
Yeah.
A couple times. But those rough times with us don't last long.
No. Well, because you don't want to remember them.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can honestly say any of the real rough times we've had has all been my doing.
I don't know about, no.
I think they have.
I disagree.
You've got me out of rough times before, thinking about my job, thinking about stuff. Because when I think about my job and I think about my career, I didn't realize how tied in I am to, you know, here, she's got to take her. I'm trying to. Go ahead, I'll hang on to your thing. I didn't realize how I was tied into what I do for a living. And I don't like
it's
that.
Defining you, and it's not good.
No, it's not good
you
at all.
You shouldn't let it do that because, you know,
it's
just a job.
I'm not so sure. I don't know if it's defining me because I don't walk around going, hey, I'm a radio guy.
No, but
what I do walk around is that this is a skill that I've developed over years.
Right.
And we are at a stage in our life where I need that skill to continue on and carry me on for the next 5 to 10 years.
So we can retire.
Till we can retire. And it's getting a little scary.
Yeah.
Although I read something really good about radio last night from people that I believe in.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah. Well, time will tell.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. But yeah, there's that part that I have an issue with. And that's the part I think that I think it does define me. My career, it doesn't necessarily define me, but I have no other skills. I've got nothing else I can do. And above all, I have no other interest. This is who I am. This is not as a person, but this is what I do for a living.
Right.
And I love it.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, that's great. But, you know, that's not all who, that's not the whole Terry.
No. So is that a yes or no for us? I don't even know what that was.
I don't know.
All right, man, I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Okay, because I just want to act like we're beating this thing.
Although, you know, disclaimer here, we have issues. We're humans.
Oh, absolutely.
We're humans.
Absolutely. And there's been some very sad, dark moments.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, frustrations with each other. And maybe some resentments have built up. And, you know, you just deal with it. You know, I really think to be a successful couple, there's just needs to be one tip. You both have to want to be one.
Yeah.
You both have to sit down and go, I want to be in this with you.
Right.
Through thick or thin, just like with they say in the vows.
Right.
I want to be in it. I want to go through it with you.
Right.
And I enjoy it.
Crickets. Yeah. I'm having the best time of my life. I don't know what you want to hear, but yeah, you're my dude. Okay. You're my dude. And, I don't want another dude.
I want everyone else to hear that. Not just me. I know these things.
Okay.
This is a podcast.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody.
This is a podcast. I want you to verbalize.
I love my husband. I love my husband, Terry.
Thank you. Okay. The next one is Terry needs to be reassured every day that he is the man. No. Okay, here we go. It says they let each other be themselves.
I think
there's a base level here. Oh, I love what they say.
Oh, okay.
I love it. There's a base level of respect and admiration for each other.
Yes.
And I have never lost my respect for all that you are, how strong you are, for your talents and skills and your thirst for knowledge and
dorkiness
and your dorkiness and your sense of humor. And, you know, you've got it all. You have. So I have the utmost respect for you as a human being.
Oh.
If I wasn't dating you, I'd go, this is one powerful chick.
Oh,
and I would absolutely do that. Now the admiration is another thing. I mean, I do admire you a lot. I just don't feel a lot of that coming back my way.
You're kidding.
I don't.
Well, what's a girl got to do?
Once again, I need you to tell me that you admire me, too.
I worship the ground that you walk on.
I really feel bad for people that you hear it all the time. And I think the reason why people want to do well in their mate's eyes is because they want to be admired.
Sure.
They want to be able to be a source of inspiration for their mate.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to be for you.
You are every single day. Are you kidding me? Do you want to name off?
No. Not at all. But I was just joking about the other stuff, but I think that might be a key because once you start feeling that, they don't respect what your opinion anymore.
Right.
They don't respect your thoughts. They don't respect your space. They don't respect anything like that.
Yeah.
There's done.
I mean, the other things you can probably.
So far, other things you can work on. But that is something that cuts deep to the core.
Very important.
So, yes, you need to have a level of admiration and respect.
Yeah.
And sometimes you need to remind
yourself,
why did I fall in love with this person?
Or, yeah.
And do they still have that quality that I've just taken for granted now?
Yeah.
So anyway. Yeah. All right. The next one is they had difficult conversations. I would hope everybody, you know, we are pretty good at communicating.
I think so. Most of the time, once in a while, we have our, you know, problems communicating. But again.
Well, that's usually just really flash in the pan type of communication. Yeah. Like you're not paying attention to me because I'm playing a video game or you're reading your emails or whatever it is. Those are just little teeny, what the fuck, you know, that type of stuff.
Right.
That has, on a global picture of that, I think that we are very good at having difficult conversations. Do things?
Yes, I think so.
Are they solved after a difficult conversation? Absolutely not.
Right. I mean, that's why they're difficult.
Yeah. You know, we're having a couple of difficult conversations going on right now about Sherry's burping and her manners.
Oh, my God. I can't reel it in, Terry. I just can't.
We're possibly going through a big life change.
Yes.
Coming up here within the next few months.
I'm transitioning.
And that will require, we are going to be selling our home.
Yes.
A home which I love this house.
I love it too.
I love this house. It just does not make sense. Our homeowners dues. We're here to tell you, I don't care. We're here to tell you in a, if you live in a condo, you have these homeowners dues, and ours are pretty much more than our mortgage now.
Almost as much as our mortgage.
And it just, we just got to go.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Some people are able to, if you are at a stage in your life, this is a perfect place for somebody in their 35s, a new couple.
Yeah.
You know, one of those things, you're living downtown, you got all the energy around.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Yeah. And for everything that I love. But if you are somebody our age, who is trying to save money for retirement.
If you're not set for retirement yet,
yes,
this is not the place for you.
That's, you know, a bunch of money a month going right out of that pot.
Right.
So, yeah, it just doesn't make sense.
Right.
It doesn't make sense, and it's a very difficult conversation because I want to move somewhere warm. You want to stay here. And there
It'll
are little side conversations. There are some little side conversations with that. I love our friends. We don't want to leave our friends. Yeah. If you're listening right now, we love you guys. But I am.